It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There appears to be a political element in recent shootings at the homes of four New Mexico political figures.
39-year-old Solomon Pena is accused of paying four men to shoot at the homes of four Democratic politicians, two county commissioners, and a pair of state senators, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller.
They were dangerous attacks not only to these individuals, but fundamentally also to democracy.
He previously served 7 years in prison after taking part in so-called smash-and-grab robberies at big-box retail stores. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In Central California, six people have been shot to death, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police looking for at least two suspects. More California news.
The White House says President Biden will travel to California Thursday to see parts of the Central Coast that have been hit by severe storms. The flooding rains and mudslides have been ongoing for the last 3 weeks, and the president is set to meet with first responders and local leaders to assess what additional federal support is needed. Already, Mr. Biden declared a major disaster in the state. The weather has caused an estimated $1 billion in damage.
Correspondent Matt Piper, California forecasts do show some relief soon. White House is much less talkative on the subject of those sensitive documents that have been found at the president's private home and an old office. Correspondent Adriana Diaz was the first to report this story, and she is still on it.
We spoke to Mike Morrell, the former acting director of the CIA, and he told us something really interesting. He said top-level officials have a lot of leeway when it comes to taking classified documents home. Presidents can take them home, vice presidents can take them home, and no one is keeping track of what they take, where they have it, when they're bringing things back.
The nation marked Martin Luther King Day with ceremonies recalling the late civil rights icon. Deanna Woods was at one in Dallas.
The work that Dr. King did allows me the opportunity to be able to come out here and just be a part of the community and live out his legacy, live out his dream.
President Biden attended a King event in Washington. There's little hope of finding survivors of a plane crash in the Himalayas. There were 72 people aboard that plane that went down in Nepal.
More than 350 people have been killed in air accidents since 2000. But this crash is its worst civil aviation disaster in 30 years.
Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer. It'll be a public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley next weekend at Graceland, the famed Memphis home of her late father, Elvis Presley. Lisa Marie Presley died last Thursday. And the film world mourns one of the best-known European movie stars of the post-World War II era. Gina Lola Brigida was big in Hollywood, too. She has died in Rome. She was 95 years old. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, January 17th. The Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30 a.m. at the Courthouse Boardroom, Branch 3 in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council public meeting will take place at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Highway Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Portage County Board meeting will take place at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Courthouse, County Board Chambers. In Adams County, the Finance Committee will meet from 5 to 6 p.m. and the City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. The Committee of the Whole will meet from 5:30 to 6 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse, followed by the County Board of Supervisors from 6 to 8 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with scattered rain showers likely. Lows of aloft around 34. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night. Lows around 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour, unless you aren't working today, which yep. A lot of people are not.
My husband's off.
I think most of the people in my life are off, but I am here. You are here, and we are going to have a great show.
Absolutely.
We are having a great show.
Yes, we are.
But for this hour, I thought we'd spend some time talking about Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Day, some of the reflections about him, some things you maybe didn't know, some things happening around at least this area. If there's things happening around your area that you want to promote, 844-967-2789. But as we said, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is a federal holiday, and, you know, it's meant to reflect on the civil rights leader's legacy of equality and social justice, but it's also the only federal holiday designated by Congress as a national day of service. Did you know that?
I didn't.
It's the only one. And so, because a lot of people have today off, the people are encouraged to spend the day doing something to help their community or have a positive impact on other people. And so at least for Mike and I today are going to do give blood.
Oh, good for you.
So our friends over at New Barons Brewing down in the Harbor District are doing a blood drive today. And so we're doing that later today.
That's great.
I often feel like sometimes I wouldn't know on a whim sometimes what to do for a day of service. There's so many, I mean, it's almost like an overwhelm, right? Of like, where do you start if you're like, I want to do something. And so what do you have a go-to as far as volunteering or something that you feel like
but it's just,
touches it's, in the things that you care about that you're like, this is, if I were to volunteer, this is what I like doing.
It's just hard to jump into something like that for one day.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to volunteer at the Humane Society, but I can't show up tomorrow, you know, later this afternoon and say, I'm here for you. What do you want me to do? It just doesn't work like that with a lot of organizations. So it can be as simple as picking up garbage in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really simple things.
Which is with the extra tall order here today because it is raining.
It is raining.
But I think on a random day, picking up garbage is a good thing. But yeah, if you have ideas for either today or I think in general, kind of what are some good... You don't need training, because I think sometimes there's certain really good organizations that sometimes volunteers are more work than help because you have to train them.
Sure.
There's certain processes and there's certain stuff that it doesn't always, volunteers don't necessarily plug in well. Or even as we were talking about last week with the Ronald McDonald House and the volunteers there, I would imagine that there's some kind of training or program that you have to go through or even background checks if you're going to be in the house with these families and stuff. And so I would love to know, what are some simple ideas that you have as far as if you're going to spend a day doing service or trying to make a small impact, what are some easy things that you can plug into and be a part of? So if you have ideas on that, 844-967-2789. Give us a call or a text, and we will read those suggestions on air. But I'm sure across the state there is programming that's happening for today. But one of the things I thought sounded really interesting and something that you can do from anywhere because it's online is Something to Say, which is a program to encourage conversations about racism. So Race and Faith and the Jewish Community Relations Council of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation are collaborating to celebrate King's legacy with an online learning experience over the King holiday weekend. So it's called Something to Say, and it's a self-guided learning course that recognizes the power of families to influence change and encourage conversations about racism. So that this year's course is expanded to include anti-Semitism due to the rise of white nationalism and hate crimes against Jewish people. But the online learning experience includes a video, discussion guides, and opportunities to engage with others, followed by an intergenerational online panel and discussion. So I thought that sounded good because you don't necessarily have to, because this show reaches a lot of different parts of the state.
Yeah.
And since it's online, so you can find out more about the streaming options at raceandfaith.org. So that's and spelled out, not the symbol.
Right.
But I thought that sounded like a good thing that you can do from anywhere. And so I think there's other things going around in Milwaukee. I saw some things happening in Madison, but obviously, like a day to remember and a day to celebrate. And one of the things I saw this morning, which I loved, from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is there is an essay contest. And I guess this is an annual essay contest.
This is a pretty big deal, I think.
Yeah. And so it's the fourth through 12th grade. And so it's different. It's five different categories. So it's fourth and fifth graders, sixth graders, seventh and eighth graders, 9th and 10th graders, and then 11th and 12th graders in different categories. And students all over Milwaukee submit their essay as a reflection of Martin Luther King. And in the Journal Sentinel, they published the first through third places for each category. And so they're all really good. So I highly recommend going over to JS Online, and it's the title of the article is "We Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far: Martin Luther King Jr. Student Essay Contest Winners Share Visions for Peace." And so you can go read all of them there. But I thought I'd spend some time reading the one that really stood out to me. And so this was first place. His name is Mahogany Hill. Mahogany. It's a girl. Mahogany Hill, fifth grade. And she goes to Samuel Clemens Elementary. And I just love the start. And it's so simple. Have you ever put a puzzle together? It feels good when all the pieces fit together and the puzzle is complete. However, when pieces are missing, we feel disappointed. This is what's happening in our world today. We have the ability to create the world that Dr. King sacrificed his life for. We have the power to make his dream a reality, but the puzzle pieces that we need to make this happen are missing. We need your puzzle pieces marked peace. We need to get rid of violence of any kind. We must fight for stronger laws against reckless driving, which is causing violence in our streets. We need to stop spending so much money to fight wars and make weapons which kill people. We must not allow people to use their hate-filled words to cause violence against each other. We need your puzzle pieces marked love. It must never be acceptable to live in a world where it is all right to hate or separate anyone because of the color of their skin. It is never all right to hate someone because they are different from us. If love is equally distributed to everyone, peace can be shared. Empathy, acceptance, being the bigger person, and respecting each other are ways that we love each other. We need your puzzle pieces marked collaboration. We will live in a more peaceful world when we start talking and brainstorming together. We can't ignore each other because we don't agree. We must understand why we disagree and find ways to work together for everyone's good. I challenge each person to find their missing puzzle pieces. When we assemble our pieces, we will be closer to having the peace that Dr. King wanted for us all. We didn't come this far to only come this far. Dr. King reminds us that completing our puzzle will not be easy, but he tells us to pick up with our pieces of courage. Every piece, big and small, is needed. Our puzzle for world peace is waiting for your piece.
That's
a fifth grader.
That's really, really well done.
Oh my God. gosh, this is the metaphor of the puzzles. And she's so cute too. And they, so they have a picture of all of the winners, and there's so, I mean, they're, and they all kind of just kind of take a different angle. Obviously there's themes throughout all of them, of the same themes of Dr. Martin Luther King, of peace and love and
justice,
war and justice and equality. And, but I don't think this is the first time, this is the first year that I read through all of them. I'm not sure I've read through all of them since moving back, but this is such a great, and what a great recognition to be a kid and have your essay in the newspaper.
It just reminds me of the optimism of youth.
Yeah.
It's very hopeful.
It is very hopeful.
And we need that.
But it's also a recognition, I think, when you, especially the little kids, you know, I think high schoolers, you start to become an adult, but of the little kids, of having such awareness of what's going on in their community. Because this has not been a, this has been a hard year in Milwaukee.
Definitely.
And, you know, how much they are aware and how much little kids are just sponges, and it's not, it doesn't just go over their head. And them addressing, even the little ones, things that are happening in their neighborhoods and their, and how that conflates with the messaging of Dr. Martin Luther King, this day, and ideally where people's energy is going towards trying to make things a little bit better.
Find your puzzle piece.
Find your puzzle piece. Now I have this like image of all the different puzzle pieces, like named like collaboration and
yeah, me too, right? And, empathy.
And empathy, and like they all have to fit together for things to be a little bit better. And you are disappointed when that missing puzzle piece, I'm not a big puzzler, but the couple times, if there's a missing puzzle piece, you don't have the gratification of finishing it. Even if you finished it with all the pieces that you have, you're like, ah, that hole, it's missing. So it's not actually done.
It's not complete. But,
all right. Well, when we come back, I found, you know, some facts about Dr. King that maybe you didn't know. Maybe you did know. The biggest one to me is what franchise he was a very big fan of that I didn't know. Because, you know, you'd hear some of the things like his speeches that are overlooked or his work with poor people. And but specifically, you don't...
This is a restaurant franchise?
No, a entertainment franchise.
Interesting.
So, noodle on that. Do you have any initial guesses of what would have been...
Give me a couple more minutes.
All right. You think about it. At home, you think about it. What entertainment series franchise was Dr. King a big fan of that I didn't know until I checked out some little-known facts about MLK. All right, well, we're going to take another break. Stick around for that. When we come back, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Players only love you when they're playing. Women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know.
You're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinere is on the board. We are talking about Dr. King on MLK Day. So do you have any guesses?
I'm going to take a stab and say Star Trek.
Good guess.
Really?
Yeah. So the story is actually really interesting. So this segment, we're going to do some of the little known facts about MLK. This one was really interesting, and it's probably, once you hear the rest of the story, you're like, oh, it makes more sense. So, excuse me if I pronounce any of this wrong. So, Nichelle Nichols.
Yes.
Actress, better known as the original Lieutenant Nyota Uhura. I'm obviously not a Trekkie. She was in Star Trek, and a black actress, black character, and she was once introduced to someone claiming to be her biggest fan, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
And she had resigned from her groundbreaking role on Star Trek just days before they met. And they met at an award ceremony. And when she informed Dr. King that she planned to leave the show, she told the Television Academy Foundation that he was adamant that she could not abandon the iconic role. And this is what she said. He said, "For the first time on television, we will be seen as we should be seen every day, as intelligent, quality, beautiful people who can go into space. I just stood there realizing every word he was saying was the truth. At that moment, the world tilted for me." And then she would continue in the role for multiple years.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
It really is. And I had to look up when Star Trek, the original TV series, started. It was in 1966.
So it was right before he died.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a couple of years that it was on the air before he was killed.
So that means she was in the original cast.
Oh, yeah.
Like okay. And I wonder why she would have resigned only after a season or two.
There wasn't enough to do.
Yeah.
As an actor. I mean, all of those peripheral characters, except for Spock and Bones, they didn't get a lot of lines. They weren't big parts of the plot always. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're more of a bit player. So I think as the seasons went on, more of those characters got utilized. But it must have been kind of boring the first season or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're one of those secondary characters.
But it's also, I mean, because of the time, it's not like there was a ton of other work
no,
for
that's
black
true.
Actresses.
I mean, Gene Roddenberry was really visionary.
Yeah.
He really was.
Oh, that's so cool. So I love that story. But then some of the other things. This is only the 37th year we've celebrated Martin Luther King Day. It was 1986, so the year I was born, was the first recognition and celebration of Martin Luther King Day. And it wasn't until 2000 that all 50 states actually recognized
it. Oh, I remember that.
So I was too young to. So what was the story there? And who were the states that were holding out? And didn't they get like federal funding? Weren't they basically denied some federal funding until they actually recognized the day?
That might be reasonable to assume. And I would assume, and I don't know this off the top of my head, but I would assume most southern states did not want to recognize MLK Day.
And I don't know. I remember hearing about that it was, you know, there was, but I was so young then, but what the conditions were, which states were holding out and why, and what pressure was put on them to finally actually recognize the day. But some of the other facts that I thought were interesting. His birth name was Michael King. Did you know that?
Not Martin.
Not Martin.
No, I did not know that.
He was named after his father, Martin King. But 6 years later, King's father visited Germany and learned about Martin Luther, the leader of the Protestant Reformation. And he said to have been so inspired that he returned home and officially changed both his eldest son's name, son's name to Martin Luther.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
That is.
He was arrested more than 25 times. And so in the 13 years he was a civil rights leader, he was actually more than, he was arrested 30 times. And largely for misdemeanors and civil protest violations, according to the King Center. And not only that, but he was also survived previous assassinations, which I guess I didn't know, but in 1958, he was approached by a mentally ill woman as he signed copies of his latest book. And the woman verified that he was indeed King before stabbing him with a 7-inch blade.
Wow.
And the doctor said he was a sneeze away from death. But then after he learned that she was mentally ill, he said, "I bear no bitterness toward her," and instead called for her to receive treatment. And then, this is also really sad, his mother was also assassinated. Did you know that?
No.
On 1974, 6 years after his assassination, a 23-year-old man shot and killed King's mother, Alberta Williams King, while she was playing the organ during a service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Oh, that's awful.
The shooter was found guilty and sentenced to death, but he was later resentenced to life in prison in part because the King's family opposition to the death penalty.
Wow. What an amazing amount of grace.
Oh my God. Well, and this is a fun one that I think this actress talked about it earlier this year. The King family paid for Julia Roberts' birth. The Julia Roberts. Did you know this?
We've talked about it once before.
I didn't. On this show, we did?
I think we did.
Oh, I don't know if we talked
otherwise,
about it.
I have
seen a video about it of her talking with Gail King, and it went viral not this year, 2022. But she said the King family paid for my hospital bills, which is because her family was in a bit of a jam. And so I think that connection is so wild.
Her parents had some connection with him.
Yeah. But it's one of the tricks that happens to us with learning about the civil rights movement is that it wasn't that long ago. And that the pictures in black and white and how it's represented in history books makes us feel like it was so long ago.
Not that long ago.
But in reality, like, you were alive. You were a kid, but you were alive when most of this was happening.
Well, when he was assassinated, I was 8.
Yes. And so it is a good reminder that within many people's lifetimes who are still alive, this all was going down. So when we come back, a little bit more about the Poor People's Campaign, because I always think that's an interesting part that's overlooked of his legacy. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAU.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations are going on all over Wisconsin today. The oldest official state celebration is at the State Capitol Rotunda in Madison. Milwaukee's annual King Day celebration is at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. There are also events from Kenosha to Eau Claire and La Crosse to Wausau. All events are free and open to the public. A vehicle was found partially submerged in a pond on January 15th near 1600 Robin Lane in the township of Linwood. The Portage County Sheriff's Department found one person dead in the vehicle. It seems the vehicle had been in the pond for several days before it was found. They suspect it may have been driven into the water intentionally. They are investigating, but the situation is not considered to be suspicious. In sports, the Bucks host Indiana this afternoon. Tampa Bay hosts Dallas in the NFL playoffs tonight. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 34. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night. Lows around 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Rate and review us, because that is an important thing to do
as far
as people finding our show and spreading the word about our show. So as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789.
Got a couple of texters checking in from the 323. Oh, we were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. was stabbed before he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And I don't know that this is accurate, but this is what the 323 says, that King had to go to a Catholic hospital because the other hospitals would not take people of color. And when we were talking about Uhura, Nichelle Nichols, who was the actress who Dr. King changed her mind from leaving the show,
yeah.
Tom from West Dallas says there was a controversy on Star Trek when Captain Kirk kissed her.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that, too.
Because when did Loving come down, the 70s?
When might have been early 70s.
When interracial marriage was considered a constitutional right.
That was Loving versus Virginia, right?
Uh-huh. I feel like it was early 70s.
1967.
Oh, there you go. Earlier than I thought. Well, one of the things I always... Because this is always a day where politicians tweet out and use quotes, MLK quotes, to be part of the day. And in the last couple years, there are people try to take his words and spin them for their narrative and try to paint him in the way that we revere him now. That's not always fully accurate as to who he was and what he stood for. And especially the crossing, like, he was becoming more radical approaching his death. And he was also incorporating more work that was beyond just civil rights and racial equality, but specifically starting to hone in on poor people in general and the Poor People's Campaign. And so when politicians like Ron DeSantis invokes King's words when he was proposing the Stop Woke Act, or Mitch McConnell referencing King's speech when he won re-election in 2020, despite the fact that he opposed reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act, or Kevin McCarthy tweeted in 2021, critical race theory goes against everything Martin Luther King Jr. taught us.
Well, going back to DeSantis, they can't even teach about Dr. Martin Luther King in Florida anymore, can they?
I think they passed the Don't Say Gay bill. I don't know what they ended up passing as far as scary CRT.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's just important to remember, especially when we talk about movements of today that are happening across the spectrum of certainly BLM and different abolitionist groups that are trying to change criminal justice reform and all the different things, Colin Kaepernick, as far as the ideas of people who do not have the majority in favorability of the people today that sometimes are controversial, but you have to stay so tuned in to what your mission is and what the bigger goal is that you don't care that there is inevitably going to be a swath of people who do not like you and who have thoughts on how you're going about trying to make change. And just a reminder for everyone, that's exactly what was the reality for Martin Luther King when he was alive. And so the fact that he is now a beloved historical figure who has a national holiday commemorating his birthday was not something that was obviously going to happen at his death.
No.
And during the 1960s, he was a very divisive figure. The last Gallup poll to ask about his popularity during his lifetime, taken in 1966, so less than 2 years before he died, found his unfavorable rating was at 63%.
Wow.
This included 39% of Americans who gave him a -5 rating on a scale, with -5 being least favorable and +5 being most favorable. In the middle of 1964, when Congress was in the midst of passing many of the landmark civil rights laws, King's favorable rating was at just 44%. And his unfavorable rating was 38%. And perhaps even more revealing is that a lot of white Americans thought King was doing more harm than good for the right for civil rights. Because if he would just...
Be quiet.
You know, that's not the right way to protest. Like, where have we heard that before? So in a 1966 Harris poll, 50% of white Americans indicated that he was hurting the civil rights effort. And a mere 36% said he was helping. And his favorable rating among them was 27% in 1968.
Wow.
So, just a reminder, when he was alive, he was not revered and beloved in the way that people, especially the people who invoke his quotes and his speeches today, would like to remember. Well, we just should be more like Martin Luther King in the way that you protest. And but one of the other things I think is interesting and looked over is his fight for equality for everyone, that it wasn't just about, I mean, largely, of course, so much was about racial disparities and the right to vote and the right to ride a bus and the right to be seen as a human being. But also, he was, his larger like philosophy, and he was a philosopher, was an opposer to war. He was very against the Vietnam War, capitalism, classism, misogyny, and largely his efforts to uplift poor people and narrow the nation's class divide was what he was focused on in the last couple of years of his life. In Memphis, when he was killed in 1968, he was there supporting striking sanitation workers, like garbage men and like poor people. And I think it's so interesting because it reminded me of, have you heard of the book, The Sum of Us?
I have.
Have you read it?
I haven't.
Oh, read it or listen to it. I listened to it on Audible. So The Sum of Us is not written by him. It is written by a researcher. Her name's Heather McGee, and she's done a bunch of different like works. Like I feel like she's worked in like large economic forums and stuff, and she's a pretty, and if you saw her face, you might recognize her. But The Sum of Us came out in early 2021, and it was her, I think the book starts, if I remember correctly, of why can't we have nice things? And so much of it, at least the story in this country, is because of racism. Because in reality, racism hurts all of us. And in the book, it explores the actual cases where people chose racism to uphold the racial structure rather than policies and public goods that would have been good for everyone. So in the effort to just exclude Black people, we won't have public pools. To exclude Black people, we won't have stronger unions. To exclude Black people, we won't have universal health care. And she goes through, each chapter is dedicated to one of these kind of historical things as far as like what we lose when we buy into the zero-sum paradigm. And that the idea that progress for some only comes at the expense to others. And I was so, it was so good. It was such a good book. And I think that is largely what so often we talk about as far as like the divide and conquer. And the reality, when we think about the divisions between races here, is very beneficial for the, oh, like the owners of society.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
We're a lot easier to handle when we're fighting amongst each others than if we were to actually collectively work together on certain policy issues as far as universal health care, workers' rights, more public goods, more public resources, as far as pooling things for the benefit of everyone versus pointing the finger and saying, well, I'd rather not have it at all if it means that group also gets to have it.
Which is not logical.
No. No, not at all. We're not logical. We don't make, humans do not, this is the thing with like economists, and I think that's largely been debunked now, is the idea that we're logical, rational actors in our own lives, and we're not at all. And so I think it's one of those things, and why it should be mandatory reading, because she then goes on to, in certain communities where the diversity has actually improved the community, the neighborhood, the city, and understanding that as long as racism is used to divide people, it's going to hurt everybody trapped in poverty, because if they can't unite, they can't change their positions. And in reality, if you still think about to this day, numerically, in just quantitative numbers, not percentages of, but almost twice as many white people in America are trapped in poverty than black people, just as full, like total numbers, right? Which makes sense because there are still more white people than black people. But
there are people who will reject that out of hand.
Well, I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know what to tell you. Those are the numbers.
I know. This is the reality. This is the data. But there will be people who just will refuse again. But of course, we have people who refuse gravity exists. So,
and so the I don't know. I just feel like that's always an important thing to remember of all of the different parts of his work, and not just cherry pick the ones that encourage being colorblind and not judging people off the basis of their skin, which is true. We should not do that, but you can't just cherry pick the things that make sense and like infuse them into your argument. And because he's such a revered character now, get away with it because without looking at his entire canon of work and what he stood for and what he wanted and all the puzzle pieces.
Right.
And so,
right.
So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can't recommend that book enough.
It's who is the author again?
Heather McGee. And it came out, it's called The Sum of Us, and it came out in February 2021. So the full title is The Sum of Us, What Racism Costs Everyone and How We Can Prosper Together. And so I love that book, and I think it has a lot of lessons that carry through the idea of how we make a better society for everyone, which again, by the end of his life, is what he was trying to focus on. And it was not just the racial divisions. It was uplifting and uniting poor people across the country into narrowing the wealth gap, which was not even nearly as big as it is now.
It's so much worse now.
And I just think if you have never heard of that before, look up the Poor People's Campaign. And so with that, any other thoughts on Martin Luther King Day before we move on?
We do have a texter who checked in from the 414. While I never had contact with Dr. King unless I was listening to his talks, I remember Father Grappi and the threats and hatred directed towards him and somewhat the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Father Grappi was very much towards open housing and fairness, and especially people who are different from us, both great men, underappreciated even today. My thoughts on MLK Day. Thank you for sharing that, 414.
And yeah, I mean, all the pictures from all the affordable housing marches and stuff, like he was basically arm in arm with like Bellar Phillips and all of, yeah. And so that's maybe another story for what's just around the corner, Black History Month. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, 5 more ways to improve your life slightly without really trying. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
That we all can be kings. All can be kings.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And a quick request, if you like our show, tell your friends. If you like our radio networks or the station closest to you, tell your friends. We are a growing show on a growing network, and we can always use your help spreading the word. Nothing is better than hearing from your friend. You got to check this out.
Word of mouth is really, really valuable.
It is. It is. No matter how many Yelp reviews you leave, just tell your friends.
Yeah.
All right. So we are over halfway through the month, which is...
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
January has just flown.
I don't know where the first 2 weeks went, but we may have to play a little catch up because we are going through The Guardian's 100 Ways to Slightly Improve Your Life Without Really Trying. And how many of these do you think you've adopted so far?
Maybe two.
How's your walks going? Your walks on Monday. It's Monday.
It's raining.
Okay. I stretched this morning.
Did you?
I did.
Well, that's good.
All right. So we are up to number 41. Buy a plant. Think you'll kill it? Buy a fake one.
Well, what's the point of having a plastic plant?
Still looks nice. We just bought it. My mom was in town and we were at Target. And I got for my little background, so when I do the show from home, I have a little nice green plant, but then I don't have to worry about killing it, because I might.
Well, now you still got to dust it.
That's true. Just like my Christmas tree.
Exactly.
this one. Oh, I don't like this one.
Oh, my.
42. Don't have Twitter on your phone.
Ugh.
I understand that actually would probably improve your life, not even slightly, but by a lot. But that is hard. And only check Twitter when you're on a computer?
I guess.
Could you do that?
No. Although I have thought when I was on Twitter over the weekend, because things are not going well on that platform.
Have you noticed glitches?
Oh, my goodness. Now there's no longer latest tweets. Now it's for you and following. So the for you stuff are all people that I don't follow, have never followed, am not interested in following. So this is all algorithm generated, apparently, from what Elon wants you to see.
Well, that's how TikTok works. The for you page is when you just open the app, you don't necessarily follow the things that it's showing you, but those are videos rather than tweets.
Right.
And I haven't noticed that. Is that, I would have to check it out.
I just noticed it yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Look for that. Again, it's for you and it's following. There's no longer that little symbol, that little star symbol on the upper right-hand corner where you could get to latest tweets. That's gone. So I've been thinking about this. Twitter may ultimately just die.
For you or in general?
I think in general. Not that someone won't try to recreate it in some form, but what is it?
Trying that.
Yeah, I know. And what is the one that you have to sign? You were on a waiting list. I signed up 4 months ago for this. I'm still not on
Post News or something like
something
that.
Something like that. One of those.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not going to have Twitter on my phone anytime soon. So I'm going to disregard that one. All right. Number 43. If you find an item of clothing you love and are certain you will wear it forever, buy three.
Really?
I don't know. I guess if there's a pair of shoes that you really love, I kind of understand that. If you can afford it, obviously. But instead of or a sweater or something that inevitably it'll wear out, but then by the time it wears out, it'll probably will be out of stock and out of, you know, sure. You can't go back and buy it again.
Well, that's true.
So if you really love it.
If you love it, I guess.
Get a couple. All right.
Get different colors at least.
Maybe. Just be, no, like Steve Jobs it. Just wear the same, wear the uniform.
Angelina Jolie does the same thing.
What does she wear?
She wears black and beige.
Ah, beige.
I know.
I can get on board with black, but beige is just like, 44. Try taking it. Oh, did we already do this? Did we already talk about cold showers?
Yes, but that was your brother.
I know, but I thought that was on this list. Number 44 is try taking a cold shower 30 seconds to 2 minutes before your hot one. It's good for your health, both physical and mental. Oh, we already talked about cold showers because I thought we talked about it with... Oh, we did. Because number 32 was connect with nature. Stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And then we started talking about cold showers.
Not doing it.
So it's on the list. 30 seconds? 10 seconds.
Maybe 10.
Report back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then number 5, text to say thank you.
Definitely.
I put out as I've been working at my home office and getting it organized, which, you know, only ever lasts for about a couple days before there's stuff all over the floor and I'm disorganized and have to go do a cathartic cleanup, of trying to keep, I've had them forever, these vintage postcards that are all Superwoman comics.
Wow.
And well, I mean, I don't know, the postcards themselves are not vintage, but it's like it's prints of the vintage comic strip.
Okay.
Or comic, like from the comic books. And I'm trying to keep them on my desk to send more notes to people.
Oh, that's really lovely.
We'll see if I actually follow through. But now that I'm pretty much done with my thank you cards from the wedding, that I was like, this isn't so bad. Of just writing a note, getting mail. My mom is great at that. My mom is great at just sending cards, like thank you cards, thinking of you cards. And so I feel like with a postcard, you don't have to worry about the envelope. You can just, and you can write a couple notes. They're really fun.
That's a great idea.
Comic books. People, and so I'm trying to like leave them, like instead of having like out of sight, out of mind, leave them on my desk so I can see them and be reminded to do that.
No, that's a great idea. There is nothing better than getting stuff in the mail that's not a bill or an advertisement.
I know.
And I really do think that there are generations who are missing out from a love letter you're waiting for from your sweetie across the country, and just that anticipation and then the joy when it finally showed up. There was nothing like it.
Trying to think. I feel like I have some letters from high school. Especially because, I mean, like, you know what I probably now? I bet kids don't write, I just thought of this. Kids probably don't pass notes in high school, like in school.
No, they text.
And they just text now.
Yeah.
I used to have an entire box, like a shoebox, a decorated shoebox, of course, with like collage and magazine cutouts and whatever. And I would keep all of my notes.
Really?
From middle school and even into high school. We fold them in little like triangle football things and how we pass them to each other. And I kept all of them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't still have them, I don't think.
That's too bad. It would be priceless to go back and read them.
They may be tucked away somewhere in Wisconsin Rapids in the attic of my parents' house. But I just remembered that. And it makes sense that they don't pass notes. They don't get in trouble for passing notes because they're just texting each other.
And they get in trouble for that.
Sometimes. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, David Haynes will be here for the full hour to talk about journalism, Wisconsin, and retirement. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Since you've been mine, getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.